Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
A guy who's not taking a holiday, however, is David Cramer. He is an entrepreneur, educator, and founder of The New Campaign, which you may recall from a few years ago where he put interesting messages about Israel on a t-shirt. But he's graduated from t-shirts and has recently put together not only a book about the ways in which Israel is helping the world, but also now a video series. And it's been launched over the last few weeks, starting with the Surfside disaster, looking at the humanitarian efforts there. But he's now moved on to wheelchairs that have been made in Israel and are being distributed around the world to children in particular that are in need. And it has been endorsed by the South African Lioness Federation, the series, in particular, it seems, because the wheelchairs are also being used here in SA. So I thought we would have a chat to David and find out what is going on and what spurred this interest in this campaign and find out more about it. Dave, how are you doing?
Okay, how are you doing, Benji?
I'm doing very, very well. Thank you so much for joining us. So you are putting together a group of videos and a social media campaign showing the different ways in which Israel is helping the world. How did you come up with this idea?
Okay, so Benji, first of all, thank you for having me. So as you mentioned, after I published the book, which is essentially a collection of over 50 stories of Israeli organizations and companies that are making a difference around the world, I managed to start working with the Israeli government on a video initiative. And the idea is to bring these stories alive, to take the stories of the book and others that show stories about people in Israel that are making extraordinary impact around the world, and bring them to social media channels so that we can expose these stories to as many people as we can around the world.
Now, of course, the book was called State of the Heart, and it has all of these different NGOs and different initiatives that Israel is doing. The book was quite well received. What has been the impact on the internet, where things are a little bit more, how should I say, free-flowing?
So it's been unbelievable. I mean, to our surprise, you know, we didn't know what exactly would happen when we went, you know, when we started this. But in the space of 2 months, we've produced and launched two videos. And so far, you know, we're almost at 1 million people that have seen these videos.
So that's great. People, and what has been the reaction? I mean, are you getting a lot of haters, or are people finding that this is new information they didn't know about?
So we were expecting a lot of online hate, you know, as I've received many times in the past with other things that I've done. But surprisingly with this, there's been very little drawback. The first video, which focused on the Israeli army response, in Surfside, Florida, following the building collapse, there were quite a few conspiracy theories that were, you know, that were shared with us, which were very interesting. But with the recent video, which, you know, as you know, we did together with the Zionist Federation, which showcases this organization that's developed a very innovative wheelchair for children in need, I think just people have just recognized the greater good of this organization, and the response has been overall very positive.
So one of the elements which is interesting about the wheelchair video is that it does take place in South Africa. For people who haven't seen the video, what elements of South Africa were you able to take out for this particular video?
Okay, so Benji, as you know, and you helped in the achievement of this. We were able to locate a young boy, Kwezi, from KwaZulu-Natal, a 9-year-old kid that was the recipient of one of these wheelchairs. And, you know, we interviewed him and his grandmother, who's his caretaker. And I just thought that added just such a powerful element to the video, you know, hearing from someone, you know, who's personally been impacted. And it was he's such a cute little guy. You know, and he shares how, you know, no one can take this wheelchair away from him. That's really changed his life, has enabled him to go to school for the first time and attend, you know, religious services. And, I think the input from there has been, has made quite a difference.
Now, Dave, these are your first two videos. How many others can we expect out of you out of this particular series? And any sneak peeks into the sort of things you're going to be covering?
Okay, so look, if it was up to me, you know, we could continue this project for a long time. There are so many stories that fit this narrative, and it's a great challenge to determine which one we're choosing next. At the moment, you know, the previous one focused on a more of an innovative story. I think the next one we're looking at a woman empowerment story focused on an Israeli woman that is doing amazing work. We're looking at that. And at the same time, we have been in discussions with Hadassah Hospital in Jerusalem. As you know, they receive many, many Palestinian patients from the Gaza Strip and West Bank every year. And we have discovered some incredible stories behind that. So we're busy deciding which direction to go for the next one.
Well, that sounds absolutely fascinating and definitely worth keeping an eye on, Dave. So well done. People want to see this video. It's up on the Zionist Federation Facebook page. But if they want to see some of the previous ones, where can they go?
So I would suggest people can go to our website, which is www.stateoftheheart.com. And that's with dashes between the state of the heart. And the two videos that we have produced are up there. And they are linked to the YouTube channel and Facebook page where the videos, where you can see the reaction to the videos.
And I assume you can also buy the book.
Correct. Obviously. Thank you.
Yeah, buy the book. there's not really a stocking filler.
You can definitely
filler,
buy the book.
But if you were going to stock a filling, maybe fill a stocking rather, you might want to use Dave's excellent book. So Dave, thank you so much for joining us on the show. Best of luck with your videos and hopefully we'll be able to have you on as you do some more.
Thank you very much, Benji. It's great to be here and to speak to you again.
That's David Cromer. He is doing The State of the Heart, which is all about great stories of Israelis doing good things in the world. And who doesn't need to hear something good like that?